Talk Back Matters from the Salvos.
Hello, it's Chris for the Salvos. The stats of violence against women is disturbing. I caught up with Salvo psychologist Maris Deepers, and he shared insights into the issue and how he has now become an ambassador for White Ribbon Day and what that means.
So becoming an official White Ribbon ambassador is quite an in-depth process, but I guess generally White Ribbon ambassadors represent White Ribbon Australia and the White Ribbon movement, and as ambassadors act as resources for the White Ribbon organisation to speak with community groups, to organise White Ribbon events, to, you know, likely probably go to schools and speak with young people about respectful relationships and about the issue of violence against women, to speak to the media locally when there are issues or when someone needs to comment. And basically, ambassadors more formally take up the White Ribbon campaign and charge, and in a way, I guess, lead on a local level, lead the movement to help end violence against women.
Well, you've got an infant who is a little girl, and it's your first. Do you have fears for her as she grows up into this crazy world?
Absolutely, and I guess, you know, on some level, that's also been a driver for me. I've got someone walking in my shadow now. I've got a young woman who's going to grow up in a society where one in three women have been physically or sexually assaulted or abused. When you look at the statistics like that, as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a son, that's moving to me, and it makes me really want to do everything that I can to make that different for her and for all the other women in my life and for every other woman in Australia.
Yeah.
Someone that I really look up to is the environmentalist David Suzuki, and he says, you know, he said for a long time that what drives him is being able to kind of say on his deathbed, when he's got hopefully his family and grandkids and everyone around, that he could look them in the eye and say, well, I did everything I could to make this different for you. And that started to become my philosophy. And that has driven, I guess, you know, one of the reasons why I think I took a further step to become an ambassador.
I have a one-year-old little girl as well, and so obviously that's top of mind for me as well. But what I have is also a five-year-old little boy, and I wonder, whenever I've spoken to people about a White Ribbon Day and the importance, I've quite often heard back, yeah, and what about the issues of men who have been victims of violence the other way round? And so I wonder, have you come across that, and what are your thoughts about that?
Look, violence and abuse are a human trait, and this is something that does come up quite often in this conversation. And there is no denying there's a move towards actually acknowledging that young or old, gay, straight, male or female, we can all be both, you know, victims or perpetrators of violence. And that is an issue that really needs to be taken seriously. And someone asked me just the other day, when it comes to White Ribbon, you know, it's a men-led movement, because the belief is, and I think it's true, that actually men are by and large the biggest perpetrators of violence against women, and also violence against men and children. So men need to be the ones taking the stand and making this different. But there has been some discussion about, you know, could this be, you know, an equal gender movement? Could this be about violence in general? And I think, you know what? Yes, it could. But what I would say is that we can only address violence in general against both sexes when the statistics actually show that the issue is the same for both sexes. And at the moment, unfortunately, it's not.
Right.
At the moment, one woman is killed every week in our country in just about every case by a partner or ex-partner. And also in their own home.
Wow.
Domestic and family violence is the leading cause of homelessness for women and children. And in the age bracket between 15 and 44, it is the leading cause of death for women in our community. Unfortunately, the statistics just don't play out the same way for men. And until they do, we're unable to view that violence in the same way. And unfortunately, sometimes that, it's a very complicated issue, but I think sometimes the fact that there are men, that there are victims of violence as well, and that's an undeniable fact. But if we focus too much on that, it actually takes us away from this society-wide issue, which is really gender imbalanced. And I think that's a shame, because it means that it removes our focus away from where we need to be looking.
How does a man fix himself in his attitude towards a female, if it is the wrong attitude?
Well, look, there's a whole lot of things that can happen, and actually there's a whole lot of things that all men can do. It's another thing that I like to actually point out is actually that not all men are violent, but all men actually have to be and have a role to play when it comes to violence prevention. And some of it might also mean that even though we may not be actively violent or disrespectful or sexist ourselves, we all have a role to play in challenging this behaviour in our community and in saying that and showing other men that violence against women, disrespect of women, is just not okay. If you are someone that actually has feels they've got an issue in relation to, you know, their behaviour and things like that, there's a whole lot of community programs out there that are run by different organisations that are for men, that actually allow them to have healthier relationships, manage themselves differently, understand the root causes of some of their own issues, and give them the opportunity to make different choices and to have healthier, safer relationships for themselves, for their partners and for their kids. As for the rest of us, we can do a little bit more, I think, to speak up and speak out about this issue, to really have a look at the role of masculinity and the role that masculinity, particularly, you know, traditional stereotypes of masculinity, can actually play in creating gender imbalance and issues in relationships and domestic violence. All men can take the white ribbon oath. And I'd encourage everyone to do that on the 25th of November. Swear never to commit, excuse, or remain silent about violence against women, and actually make that their oath. Encourage their kids to do the same. And like anything, starting by just getting some information, actually looking at the statistics, actually learning about the issue, maybe finding out what's happening in their local area, and the ways that they can actually take meaningful steps to be of assistance, whether it be supporting a women's violence shelter or supporting a men's violence program. You know, there's a whole lot of things that we can actually do.
And I think one simple way that we can do this in our own family, in our own groups, is when someone ridicules a woman, to say no. To stand up and say, no, that's not on.
Absolutely, and that is one of the things that we can all be doing. I like to have people consider, when I work with men, when I hear them, making jokes, sexist jokes, or minimising violent or abusive behaviour. What I say to people is, you know, consider that same joke was being made about your daughter. Or your son was saying the same thing, or someone was talking about your sister or your mother in that way. How would you feel? And actually know that whenever we make a joke about women, whenever we laugh at another sexist joke, whenever we laugh at or don't stand up or speak out when someone is being derogatory or acting in a way that could be offensive to women, the victim of that, the person on the receiving end, is someone's daughter, it's someone's partner. And if we wouldn't be okay with it being discussed for our family, for our loved ones, what makes it okay to be, you know, saying that about someone else's loved ones? And we all have a role to play in that, absolutely.
Exactly. What are some websites we can go to?
Look, probably the first start would be the White Ribbon website, which is www.whiteribbon.org.au. It's a really, really great place to start, particularly for men, because there's a whole lot of information on the White Ribbon campaign. There's a whole lot of information and fact sheets and information on what men can do, the meaningful ways that they can take another step in their life to make to help eliminate violence against women. And there's also a bunch of web resources and links to organisations on there as well. White Ribbon has a workplace initiative. They're in schools at all levels. They do a lot of different work in the community. So there's even steps on how you can get involved. And there's also other, you know, important links to how you might be able to get help or how you might be able to get involved.
That's Salvo psychologist Maris Deepers with deep insights into White Ribbon Day. To contact him, go to salvos.org.au/radio and you can email him from there.
Light and Life from the Salvos.